Welcome back to the BunSports.com podcast. It's Friday, and after a week off, we are back here on the program. Appreciate you joining us here as we are getting ready to go to another manic week of college football. I'm joined by the college football professor, and professor, we have six ranked versus ranked matchups this weekend, and we'll talk about each one. But first, let's talk about what happened last week in Week 10. And I want to start in Jacksonville, Florida, where the Georgia Bulldogs laid an egg, and the Florida Gators won 38-10 in a rout that wasn't even as close as the score.
Yeah, you know, Jacob, sometimes we don't give enough credit to the fact that that's why we play the games. We all sit back and think we know what's going to happen. No one had a clue what was going to happen, but Florida came in and they decided we're ready to play some football. And I think they threw six forward passes, and they just totally ran the ball down Georgia's throat.
You would think the wishbone was there. And let me ask you, what does that do for Will Muschamp? You think that saves his job, or he cannot go that far?
I don't think he can go that far, but it certainly let's put it another way. He probably saved his job for the time being.
I was with you, as a matter of fact, last Saturday, and we watched the TCU-West Virginia game. What a game that was, back and forth. It looked like the Mountaineers were going to pull it out. But at the last second, TCU was able to mount a drive and get that last game-winning field goal. Talk to me about the Horned Frogs in this game and where they are right now in this national thing.
Well, TCU is right there, yeah. And they're doing quite well. But in that game, actually, West Virginia should have won the game. But for some reason, they just absolutely froze up and quit moving the ball, and they allowed TCU to get back in the game. West Virginia didn't pass anymore, and Trickett is probably their best player, and they should put the ball in his hands. But now we don't know what's going on. He might have been hurt. They might have, the wind might have been blowing a lot where they felt like they couldn't throw it.
Yeah.
But things happen. But I do think they should have been a little bit more not as passive in their approach on offense.
I want to go with one more game Saturday and talk about Auburn's 35-31 victory over Ole Miss. It looked like several times in this game that Ole Miss was just going to put the Tigers away, but they hung around. And, of course, the tragic play there at the end of the game with Laquan Treadwell breaking his leg, causing the fumble, and Auburn recovered and was able to win the game. And break this game down for us, and what does this mean for Auburn and Ole Miss? Ole Miss, obviously, probably eliminated, but Auburn just keeps winning.
Yes, they do. And in that particular game, I don't know that I've ever seen a game where a team turned the ball over or fumbled twice in the last 6 minutes inside the opponent's five-yard line. Either time they'd taken it in for a touchdown probably would have won the game. But that happened, and Auburn continues to move forward. It's interesting. That was a huge game for Auburn. But some of Auburn's schedules, I'm thinking of Texas A&M and South Carolina, hadn't been and is not going to be quite as difficult as it looked for a long time. But that game was a really big game for Auburn, and they control their own destiny.
Before we get to the big games this weekend, I want to get your top four. You know where the College Football Playoff Committee stands right now. They have Mississippi State number one, Florida State number two, Auburn number three, and they have the Oregon Ducks at number four, and Alabama right outside. So what are your top four right now?
Right now, I would have a difficult time putting it into four, because if I were, I would leave Florida State out. And, you know, at this point, Jacob, I just don't feel real comfortable putting three SEC teams in the top four,
okay,
which I think they should if I were looking at the top four teams, the best four teams. So, and for that reason, I'm going to leave it with about six, because the playoff will be taking place in the SEC West,
no doubt,
as they continue to play each other. But I think Alabama, Auburn, and Mississippi State, TCU, FSU, and Oregon,
yeah,
are in that range.
Well, all of them are in action this weekend, and there are some big matchups, and all of them are in big games, except for Mississippi State plays T-Martin, and I don't think they'll give them quite as much of a threat as others. But let's start with number 7, Kansas State, at number 6, TCU. This is the late game on Fox tomorrow night, Saturday night. TCU just keeps winning, but do they have enough in the tank to do it one more time? This is a very good Kansas State team.
I think these are two, and I'm going to call them overachieving teams, both of them. And both of them have really gotten a lot out of their season. And as they go into this game, it's going to really come down to who makes a big play. And it's being played at TCU. I don't know that that's what we'd call a great home field advantage, but it has to be some advantage to them.
No doubt. And number 12, Baylor, is on the road at number 15, Oklahoma. Baylor's still a team that's – they've got one loss. They could sneak back in this thing, although – I mean, you never know by the end of the season where this thing will stand. It's 11 o'clock on Fox Sports 1. It's an early game. But Oklahoma, you got to feel that they want to get a big win because they've had a lot of losses so far this year.
Yeah, and as a matter of fact, I was listing, Jacob, teams that maybe have underachieved this year or come up short of what we thought they would be. And we can look in the SEC and see Florida and South Carolina, two of those two. And maybe in the Pac-12, Stanford hadn't been as nearly as good as we thought they might be, and Michigan in the Big Ten. But I've listed Oklahoma as one of those disappointing teams. So this would be an opportunity for Oklahoma to really stand up. And I wouldn't be surprised if it doesn't happen in this game.
Oklahoma, absolutely. I would agree with you. One of the most disappointing seasons this year. Number 14, Ohio State, is on the road at Michigan State this weekend. Of course, a lot of people think this could have playoff implications, although these two teams are not in the top six in the College Football Playoff Committee rankings. But this is a big game. It's in East Lansing. Who do you have?
I'm going with Michigan State in this game. And I do think that the winner of this game will be positioning themselves with the opportunity of getting in that Final Four. They will have their Big Ten Conference Championship game to play. And as other teams lose, they could wiggle their way up and be in the conversation at the end.
So do you think if both teams win, there's a chance? Or do you say more so on Michigan State that Ohio State would have a tougher time getting back in that thing?
If Ohio State loses this game, they're out.
Sure, but I'm saying if they win, can they get in it?
They would have a chance, I'm saying. And the reason I say that, because a lot of things can happen yet. We've got some really big games. Mississippi State could lose one or two games. Yep. Alabama could lose another one or two. Auburn could lose one or two. There's a lot of games to be played yet. So therefore, I'm saying that the door might be open. If the door's not opened by other teams, Michigan State nor Ohio State holds their destiny in their own hands. They got to have some help.
Let's talk about the number four team in the College Football Playoff Committee's rankings, and that's the Oregon Ducks, hanging in there right at number four. If they win out, they're in. We already can see that. So they're playing at number 17, Utah, this weekend, probably their last test until they get to the Pac-12 title game. I think Utah has an excellent shot at winning this game. This has been my upset call of this week. I like this Utah team. I like the way they're built. I think they're built to stop Oregon and score more points. And I think there's a good chance they'll win the game. What say you?
Well, I think you're absolutely right. And I would say that most of us have already put the Ducks in the Final Four, so to speak. But Jacob, how many of us had Georgia in the to win the East in the SEC until last week?
And now they don't control their own destiny.
And they don't. And Florida beat them. Well, if Florida can beat Georgia, let me tell you, Utah can beat Oregon.
No doubt. Or Utah, tough loss last week, but they're still a very good football team. Number five, Alabama rolls into Baton Rouge for this, and every year it's an iconic, epic game rivalry this has become since Nick Saban returned to Tuscaloosa or returned to the SEC. It's Alabama and LSU. It's at 7 o'clock on CBS. This LSU team, this is the same LSU team that 2 weeks ago knocked off Ole Miss and looked stunningly good. Several weeks ago, they got pounded by Auburn. Which LSU team's going to show up tomorrow night, and can they have a chance to knock off the Tide?
Well, I would say that LSU, maybe along with one or two other teams, could be the most improved team in the country. And we all knew that LSU had a lot of talent, but it took time for them to get the talent, the freshmen playing, and getting to find out who they are, to establish an identity. And they have quite a good running back to throw at you, and I think it'll be quite a game. But I do believe Alabama will win the game.
Well, it'll be a good game, good contest to watch as always. And if Alabama can go through this stretch, they are on the road at number 16 LSU, and then of course they have number one Mississippi State coming to their house next weekend. If they can get through this stretch, it's hard. I mean, Alabama will be right there in the mix, even with the one loss to Ole Miss. So that's something to watch, too. But another great weekend of college football. I mean, if you want to watch some good college football, you've got a plethora of options to choose from this weekend. And we'll be back next week. The College Football Professor and I will be to review what happens, and we will talk about it and break it down continually here on BunSports.com. I'm Jacob Bunn for the College Football Professor. Have a good weekend.